is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A federal judge has temporarily stayed President Trump's attempt at withholding federal funding to conduct a review. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports there's confusion.
In the absence of much information, thousands of organizations that rely on federal funds were making panicked calls to Congress to try to figure out if they're on the list. Take LULAC, for example. It's the nation's largest Latino civil rights organization. They told us they believe one of their largest education programs is on the list to be frozen. And if that's true, they say they will not be able to make payroll for about 125 employees.
The Trump administration tells millions of federal workers they'll get pay and benefits through September if they resign by next Thursday. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine doesn't trust that offer.
This is a guy who made this promise to contractors again and again and again when he was a private business guy. The contractor does the work and then finds out they get stiffed.
Senate confirmation hearings for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to become Health and Human Services Secretary will begin in a few hours. In a social media post, cousin Caroline Kennedy reads from a letter she sent to the Senate.
Overseeing the FDA, the NIH, the CDC, and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, agencies that are charged with protecting the most vulnerable among us, is an enormous responsibility and one that Bobby is unqualified to fill.
Another Kennedy cousin, former Congressman Patrick Kennedy, wrote in the Washington Post that RFK Jr. is not opposed to modern science. The American Heart Association says popular weight loss drugs aren't easing risk factors such as high blood pressure and diabetes, and more Americans are dying from heart disease. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
It's really hard to lose weight, and we know that especially with people with cardiovascular disease, they can decrease your risk of cardiovascular death, right? That's the people who are out there. But for the next generations, the people coming up, we have to change our whole outlook. You have 40% now. You know what it was? I just looked it up in 1960. The obesity rate was 13%.
CBS's Matt Piper tells us a civilian jet has made history.
And she's able.
The XB-1 aircraft, manufactured by Boom Supersonic, is nicknamed Baby Boom and reached an altitude of more than 35,000 feet before accelerating to Mach 1.122, which is equivalent to 750 miles per hour. The company says it's the first time an independently developed jet has broken the sound barrier.
There's a celebration of the Lunar New Year going around the world, bidding farewell to the Asian Year of the Dragon, greeting the Year of the Snake. Asian American communities have family gatherings and fireworks and food. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
want a sheet on your
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Want a sheet on
or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Want a sheet on your
maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
want a sheet on your with Bounce.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew's zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It may be later than you think, according to the doomsday clock.
The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has moved its doomsday clock 1 second ahead. Daniel Hulls is the group's chairman.
It is now 89 seconds to midnight. This is the closest the world has ever been to midnight.
He cites Russia's nuclear threat as it fights Ukraine and the potential military use of AI. Nobel Peace Prize laureate and chair of the Elders, Juan Manuel Santos, points to another big concern.
The climate crisis is a force multiplier for instability and insecurity, amplifying the likelihood and severity of all other existential threats.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The Vatican is offering guidelines for using that artificial intelligence in sectors from warfare to healthcare. The message from Pope Francis is AI must be used to complement and not replace human intelligence. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm
meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky for us in the overnight. Breezy west winds to 40 miles per hour as our morning low will drop to near 30. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, continued breezy with northwest winds. Highs close to 40, upper 40s on Thursday. Right now it's 40.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Dragging the line, dragging the line. be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Oh, though it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry their bedroom. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back. And think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel. So lonely, baby, well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, they'll be so lonely, they could die.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Everybody there was
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pawn. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Don't let
sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind.
she was just a walking down the street singing. Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
When you're down and out,
I long to hold you tight, cause I'm so lonely.
Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving.
Some say it's a sign of weakness for a man.
Yeah.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With his confirmation hearings to be Health and Human Services Secretary getting underway this morning, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s cousin Caroline Kennedy is telling the U.S. Senate he's unqualified, and she offers a personal view, reading on social media the letter that she sent to the Senate.
Bobby continues to grandstand off my father's assassination and that of his own father. It's incomprehensible to me that someone who is willing to exploit their own painful family tragedies for publicity would be put in charge of America's life and death situations.
Another Kennedy cousin, former Congressman